Hi, Kasha.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Jaden. I'm calling on a recorded line. This is in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. I just wanted to follow up and see how you're doing with this. I'm sorry, did you already have an attorney assisting you in regards to Depo?
No, sir.
And did you use Depo, or was it a loved one?
Me.
And after using Depo, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
In just a second, I'm walking off from my desk.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Give me 1 second, I have to walk to a quieter space. I'm at work. I'm walking away. Give me 1 second. Now, what was your question?
So, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected after using Depo-Provera?
I was diagnosed with a brain tumor, meningioma.
Very, very sorry about that, ma'am. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And then I just have to confirm, did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The plan.
Very, very sorry about that, man. And if I may ask, do you know what the date of diagnosis was?
I was diagnosed August 2021.
August of 2021. Do you know what day by chance?
The 17th, I think. August 17th, 2021.
Got you. So date of diagnosis of with the meningioma is August 17th of 2021.
Yes, sir.
And then can you confirm your date of birth?
1/4/93.
01/04/1993. And do you know if anyone else in your family was ever using Depo Provera or was injured or had like a similar experience as you?
No.
No one else in your family's ever used Depo Provera?
No.
I see. Thank you for confirming. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, generic?
No,
Sorry?
it was Depo Provera. I want to say it was the Pfizer
Okay. And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
brand.
You did not use it for a minimum of 1 year?
I did. I'm at work. This elevator's going off. I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. So I'm just going to confirm. So did you use Depo Provera, or the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
And then did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, sir.
And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
That was a yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
No, sir. I started using it in March of 2017.
Okay, so but it was after 1992,
Oh, yes.
like any time between 92 and 2024.
Oh, yes, I am.
Awesome. And then, and thank you for confirming. Can, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it and when did you stop using it? So what year did you start and what year did you stop?
I started in like March 2017, and I stopped August 2021.
So started in March of 2017 and stopped in August of 2021? Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then can I have the spelling on your first name, the middle initial, and the spelling on your last name?
KASHA, middle initial S, last name NIX.
Perfect. And I have Kasha, Kasha. Middle name is S, or middle initial is S. And then last name is Nix, Nix. Okay. And then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can you identify your full social, please?
Over the phone.
Yeah, so we are speaking on a recorded line, and anything discussed is protected by the attorney group. If you don't feel comfortable giving your full social, I can do the last four, but you would have to provide the full thing to the attorneys later on.
I did the last four, 1969.
1969. Perfect. And then the primary email I have on file is Kasha underscore Nix at yahoo.com. And then the main phone number I have is 504-344-6216. And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Mobile.
And then can I have your full home address, please?
103 Pebble Beach Drive, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458.
That was Pebble Beach Drive, Youngsville, Louisiana.
Slidell, Slidell.
Okay, got you. Sorry about that. I'm going to read this back. I have 103 Pebble Beach Drive, Slidell, Saint Tama or Saint Tammany Parish. Got you. Saint Tammany Parish, Louisiana, 70458. And then, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
In the back there, sir.
It was a doctor.
Who gave me the shot?
Yeah, so were you given it by a doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
In the beginning, Tanya Martin was the one giving it to me.
Got you. And then what was her name, or what was the hospital she was out of?
It's Tanya Martin.
How did you spell that?
Tanya, last name Martin.
And then which hospital was she out of?
That was my family physician. The hospital I went to was Slidell Memorial Hospital.
And then the hospital, was that for the meningioma or was that for the depo?
The meningioma, when I got my CT scan, my just CT scan and everything.
CT scans. And then so for the depo provera, you were given it by family
A
doctor?
family physician.
And do you know the name of the like office that they're out of?
No, I don't know the name of her office.
Okay, and then I just want to confirm the spelling. I have Canya.
T as in Tom, Canya.
Tanya Martin. And then how many times were you given depo?
The first year that I was on it, I only had three shots, but moving forward, I would take four per year, every 3 months.
Got
A
you.
shot every 3 months.
And then do you know that, so there was, there isn't a name of a facility we can put down? Or for the,
For
for Tanya Martin.
I'm trying to think.
And she was a family doctor.
Slidell.
And then, do you know if there's any address we can put down for this?
Yeah, 60491 Doss Drive, CD.
Sorry, so 60491 DOSE, DOSE.
DOSS.
DOSA Drive.
DOSS.
Oh, DOSF. DOS Drive. And then that was what was after?
Suite D, Slidell, Louisiana. 70460. Do you know how long this might take?
Oh yeah, no, we're almost done here. I'm very sorry about that. So, do you know the name? Were you ever sent to like a pharmacy or anything like that?
Where I used to get my prescription from?
Yeah.
I used to get it from CVS.
CVS, okay. And then, do you know what city that was in?
Slidell, Louisiana.
CVS on Gauze Boulevard.
Yes.
I have 1305 Gauze Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana. Okay, perfect. And then, do you go to anyone there specifically, or is it just
No, that's
memories?
just to pick up on the pharmacy.
Okay. And then, so for the meningioma, do you know what, or the name of the hospital that you're diagnosed at?
Slidell Memorial Hospital.
Slidell Memorial Hospital. Okay. Perfect. Slidell Memorial Hospital, that's 100 Gauze Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458.
1001, sorry.
10014.
1001.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Do you and then so I found so 1001 Gauze Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it like a CT scan, MRI, both?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Sorry, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both?
I had a CT scan of my head and a biopsy done.
Got you. CT scan and bio. And then, do you know? So, and then, was there ever MRI scans, or was it just a CT scan and biopsy?
Was just a CT scan and biopsy.
Okay. And then, do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you out of Slidell?
Bradley Hall.
He's a neurosurgeon. Sure. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, sir.
Got you. And then, do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Bradley Hall.
Same one. Okay, perfect. And same hospital, same everything. Okay, perfect. And do you know what type of treatment you received? Was it immunotherapy, chemotherapy?
I'm sorry.
You remember what type of treatment you received? Was there immunotherapy, chemotherapy, surgeries?
I had radiation
Radiation.
and I had brain surgery.
I see, and thank you for confirming. I'm very sorry about that. We are basically done here. I just have to ask, were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, sir. I was hospitalized for a month.
Hospitalized for a month. Do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized for?
It was in about August of 21, let me think. I don't know the exact date. No, it was August. Maybe the 22nd of 2021.
And then for a month afterwards. Okay. So hospitalized for a month starting on August 22nd, 2021. And then are there any medical notes that we can put down or anything else for your doctors?
Nothing.
So, sorry, excuse me. And then for this last bit, do you have a copy of your medical records?
Not on hand. I would have to look for them.
Okay, no worries. If you were to reach out to your doctor, could you possibly provide them by mail or electronically?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And that's just the attorneys will try to reach out to them first, but if they couldn't get a hold of them for some reason, they would probably just ask you to call them. But the attorneys are going to reach out to them directly first. For this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
They don't.
Then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Candice, Candice,
Candace
Robinson.
Robinson. And then a phone number and relationship to you.
228-217-0671. My sister.
So I have Zandis, Zandice Robinson,
Candace
Robinson.
with a C. Candace with a C, not a Z.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why. Candace, so Candice Robinson, Robinson. Phone number I have is 228-217-0671, and that's your sister. Okay, and then do you have her email address?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay, no worries. I'm just gonna put yours. Do you have just 1 second. Do you have her home address by chance? It's okay if not.
1315 DuPont, DuPont, Ave, Pascagoula, Mississippi. Think it's 39567.
And then I have 1315 DuPont Avenue, Pascagoula, Missouri, 39567.
Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. I'm sorry. It said MS and I didn't. I'm sorry. Mississippi. Sorry about that. And then, okay. So that's all of Candace's information. I'm just going to confirm some information on here and then I'm going to send these documents and then we should be good to go. Home address is 103 Pebble Beach Drive. First name Kasha S. Nix. And then date of birth is 01/04/1993. Okay, perfect. Just let me know as soon as these have gone through. They should come through to either text message or email. Then they should come from Jaden at Massport Strategies. Let me know as soon as you have access.
It didn't. I'm gonna have to redo it. Can you resend it?
Course, just 1 second.
I hit the wrong button. I thought I'm at work. I might have walked the wrong one.
You're good. Is there any way you can swipe out and then go back onto that one, or is it it's closed
It's
off?
saying, contact the center to view the envelope using a different message because I accidentally hit decline. I
Oh,
was
okay.
trying to read the message.
No worries. I just resend it. Let me know if that goes through.
Okay.
And then was that other one able to go through?
I didn't get it again. It's just the same one.
Oh. Try exiting out or try like swiping out and then see if that goes back in. I resent it a few times. And then was that one able to go through?
I'm still trying. I didn't even get a new one. I'm clicking on the same link that you sent before.
And then what happens when you click on the, what happens when you click on that one?
It's saying I, because I accidentally declined it, I was trying to read the message, but a person one walked up on me and saying you declined to receive SMS messages from the store. Contact
Oh.
the center to view the envelope using a different message. Message.
Okay. And no new ones have came through?
Okay. I just see when I check my email.
Or tried to, they might have came through on text message too.
The text message isn't working. It
Oh,
came through my, it's not coming. It came one time and when I accidentally declined it, it's not doing it.
And it's still not showing up on any other ones?
On the email. That's what I'm trying to do now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
That one was able to go through?
I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Type in the last word.
Sorry?
Yes. 4543.
Sorry?
You're texting. I'm at work. That's what I was trying to say. I had to hurry up to finish.
Oh, no worries. Were you able to, well, were you able to access them?
Yeah, I'm trying to do it now.
Okay.
It should be done now.
Okay, perfect. Let me see. I'm just going to make sure everything on here is correct, and then I'll get you out of here. I know you're at work. Kasha N, or Kasha S. Nix, 103 Pebble Beach Drive, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458, 504-344-6216. Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a text message from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours, so if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always reach out to me. But they should get a hold of you within 24 to 48 hours, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you for speaking with me about this.
You're welcome.